This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
This is not your average Saturday morning here at 95.7 The Game. This is a busy, busy day already. And we are just past 9 bells in the a.m. Welcome in. Happy weekend. Hope you're enjoying yourselves. Maybe you're out on a hike out in the East Bay. Maybe you're down on the peninsula taking your kid to a soccer practice. Maybe you're just on the Embarcadero going for a jog. We say thank you for listening and welcome into 95.7 The Game. Jim Cosimore, John Dickinson with you all the way until 1 o'clock today. And gang, this one starts with a bang, an absolute bang. Came on early today.
95.7 The Game breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
John Dickinson is such a company man. He's wearing his Radio.com hoodie right now. Hooded, kind of a hooded jacket. But you are so geared up. Maybe you anticipated this move because you are our super reporter out at the Warriors all the time.
I actually didn't.
You did not anticipate this coming?
I mean, it was a possibility, but I thought Draymond Green was going to play it out. I really did, but maybe circumstances have changed given the nature of where this team is at next year, knowing they're going to have Klay Thompson miss a good portion of the year, knowing that D'Angelo Russell's going to come in and try and get into the mix. But the Warriors, one thing we know, they want to lock up the core of Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and they've done that. A four-year, $100 million maximum contract extension Draymond Green agrees to with the Warriors. It's $100 million in new money. We had a text on the Chilton Autobody text line. How can they extend Draymond when they're at a hard cap?
Right.
Well, Draymond Green still makes the $18.5 million that he was slated to make this season. That doesn't change. The extension starts in 2020-21, the following season after the one that's going to begin here in a couple of months, and then carries through 21, 22, 23, and 2024. So all told, Draymond Green is signed for the next five seasons, 5 years, $118 million. Again, $100 million in new money.
So going up.
Yeah. Now you've got Stephen Curry signed, Klay Thompson signed, Draymond Green all signed for the foreseeable future.
They are listening all over the Bay Area and extended, including Wine Grower out in the Napa Valley, listening to this exciting news. Go Warriors with 3 exclamation points on the Chilton Autobody text line. That was an interesting question. I'm glad you broached that. There's a lot more going on with this signing. Will the Warriors be able to drop below the luxury tax? You know, you've got some crazy implications coming up in a couple of years, but the main point is what JD just said. You've got your core wrapped up, and you have to ask yourself, what is the plan to put guys or complement that core to remain competitive towards winning championships? We've got phone calls to get to at 888-957-9570. Again, 888-957-9570. This is a great day for Warrior fans. So jump on board. We're going to let you guys emote. Tell us what you think. And there is a text or two on the board questioning the signing. I'll get to that in a second. Jared in Fremont, though. You get us started in the 9 o'clock hour. No need to make you wait any longer, Jared. Welcome to 95.7 The Game. On Draymond, how do you feel about the Warriors locking him up?
Man, I'm excited. I'm a big Draymond guy. If you look at it, like 5 years winning team, that's $23.6 million per, right? I mean, you got guys like CJ McCollum. No knock on him. He's an offensive guy. 3 years, $100 million. The guy's getting $33.3 million per, right? So Draymond, they just lost Iguodala. They lost KD. So the problem is going to be defense. Obviously, adding Russell.
We lose him?
We lost him.
Oh, man, he clipped out. Call back, get a better cell, Jared. We're going to get right back to you. Let's stay on the phone calls. We got a lot of them coming up, and that's Phil in San Jose. We go down to the 408. We had mentioned Joey Lightyears, Joe Lacob. In the same breath, there was a text that came up about Eddie DeBartolo. Maybe Lacob is the new DeBartolo. Phil, you have some thoughts on the ownership. How do you see this thing?
Well, I will say first that I am really excited that they re-signed Draymond and that he's locked up for 5 years. I think that was a good move. All we got to do is just add a piece or two here and there in the next couple of years. They're right back to where they were. Here's the deal. I've been a 49er fan since I was six. I've been to over 550 49er games. I'm 62 years old. I was there for the DeBartolo era, which lasted roughly about 20 years. Lakeup is in the first 5 or 6 years of the DeBartolo era, if you want to match it. I don't know if people remember, but after the second year, they were hanging DeBartolo effigies.
Oh, wow.
He had blown the team up. Well, I mean, they were literally were hanging. Everybody hated DeBartolo after the second year. The third year is when Walsh came in, and then we know the rest after that. And so I believe Lakeup is following in his footsteps. And here's the thing. Lakeup is not afraid to be DeBartolo. There's a lot of owners out there that don't want to try and do and match what DeBartolo did. And DeBartolo did what he needed to do to win, and that's what Lakeup's doing. So Lakeup is kind of like we saw what happened when he was announced that he was booed. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, it's basically very similar to what happened with DeBartolo in the beginning. And then DeBartolo was able to turn it around by hiring the right people. The Warriors have the right people in place, and I believe that they will continue to add pieces as they need to keep this team going. If they keep it going for 20 years, we're going to be talking about Lakeup. Everybody's going to forget DeBartolo. In 20 years, I'll be gone.
Yeah.
I won't be here.
Well, I hope that's not true. I hope you have a good, healthy life. But thank you very much. It's an interesting comparison with what was going on. And it's interesting in that the first couple of years for Joe Lakeup were rocky, right?
Yeah.
We all
Come
know
on,
that
people.
Thank you, Rick. Come on, people. This guy, Rick was right. Rick's another guy who's a soothsayer. Start selling Ricky Lightyear's jerseys as well.
Seriously.
I agree with you there, Rick. Thank you very much for sticking up for the guy. And now Joe Lakeup is having the last laugh. It's interesting about the signing. You know what? I'm just going to get to the... I'm going to let people think about it, then I'm going to get to Jared. He called back. We had lost him just a second ago. This is on... Let's see here. Draymond... Here's this from the 925. Draymond's numbers have been declining. So... Is there a thought anywhere in there that maybe you've gotten the best of Draymond? Even last year, he played a good part of the season at, what, about 20 pounds overweight before he realized, well, he knew he had to lose weight because they're going to make a long playoff run.
Right.
Have you gotten the best out of Draymond Green? He's 29 years old. He's got 5 more years of contract that takes him to the age of 34. He's not going to be that good at 34. But 29, 30, 31, he can still be a fabulous defender.
To me, this is all about the next 3 seasons.
Okay.
It's the season that he already has under contract and the next 2. Because I think those are the 2 years in particular, not this upcoming one, but the 2 years following that. Those are the 2 years where you still have Curry and Thompson and Draymond Green in their prime, maybe back in prime, but in their prime. And depending upon what you do to add to the rest of that roster, you believe that you can get back into the championship business at that point with everybody healthy. So to me, it's, yeah, you're signing the guy for 2 years extra and 5 years total. But to me, this deal is really about 2020-21 and 2021-22.
All right, so Chilton Autobody text line's on fire from the 650. So is basketball going to take a break this year? No. There will be something every month. That's the way it just seems. I thought we were in that dead period between now, September, then you're ramping up for camp, but no, something big's happening. Also, from the 510, I'm walking my 4-year-old French bulldog, Clay Thompson, the name of the dog, Clay Thompson, when I heard the breaking news about Draymond's new 4-year contract extension. Thank you very much, 510, for joining us here at 95.7 The Game. If you're using the radio.com app, that's always awesome as well. Yeah, and here's the biggest one, JD, from the 707. Yes, 3 exclamation points. No constant questions all year asking if Draymond Green is going to remain a Golden State Warrior.
That's actually my favorite part of the whole thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting. Jared was on the phone a couple of seconds ago, but somehow we lost him, so we asked him to call back. He did. Jared in Fremont, thanks for calling back. Thanks for listening. Continue your point on Draymond Green.
Cool. You guys have stole my thunder. I think the best part of this is you know, the national media won't be as hounding as much because obviously he's not a player of KD's caliber, of where's he going to go, and then the distraction. I mean, we can all agree as Warrior fans. I mean, I've been a longtime Warrior fan. I'm 36, so I saw the lean years, a lot of lean years. And last year was the most distracting year ever. I mean, they went to the finals and almost won barring injuries. So, I mean, the fact you have your core together, this is going to be like, I'm actually really excited for this next year of just basketball. And you lock Draymond up. I'm a big Draymond guy. We talk about they lost Iguodala, they lost KD, so that's probably their two best defenders. I mean, Clay's a great on-ball defender. I'm not going to knock him on that. But as far as rim protecting, you need Draymond. I mean, you need him. And the fact he's getting $23.6 million on average over the next 5 years is actually a deal to me. I mean, it actually works out in the Warriors' favor. You can almost call it luck that there was only five or six teams that have a max slot. Otherwise, Clutch Sports would have played this out. And if the guy was a defense player of the year or even made third team, you're talking maybe $190 to $200 million. And plus, as far as the texter is talking about his numbers went down, when you have KD and you have Clay and you have Curry healthy, there's no room for you. You don't need Draymond to score 12 to 13 points a game. I guarantee, and you heard it here first, he's scoring 13 to 14 a game next year like he did in 2016, about 9 rebounds and about 8 assists. That's his numbers in the playoffs. The guy's a stud, man. And I think this is the best news possible, and it made my weekend.
Way to go, Jared. Thanks very much for listening and calling back, and you make some excellent points. And I do think that's going to resonate with a lot of people. We're not going to have some storyline hanging over the Warriors season. I will tell you this, JD. The Warriors might not win a championship this coming season, but in some ways, I think they will be more interesting to watch and more entertaining to watch during the season because you're not going to have that ho-hum, I'm just waiting for the finals.
Yeah.
Feeling.
You could make a case that they haven't played a meaningful regular season game in 3 years.
Wow.
Maybe longer.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be meaningful this year, right?
They are.
Because I can find people who will tell you they can win 50, and I will find people who can tell you this Warrior team is going to win 37. That's where it stands right now with the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, literally every time they would drop a game or have a clunker, the conversation after the game would be like, man, they didn't care. They weren't into it.
Exactly.
They didn't care. Talk to me in April. Talk to me in June.
They don't.
They didn't care. They'll get it locked in when they have to.
And you know what? That's not the case this coming season.
No.
And I also think this reinvigorates them. I think they realize they can't have that attitude.
You know what it is? It's a matter of, all right, who's in and who's out.
Right.
We've seen who's out.
Right. There you go.
We've seen who's out because
yep.
That guy's rehabbing in New York, getting ready to play for the Brooklyn Nets in 15 months. Right. So we've seen who's out. But when that happens, what do? You rein it in. You find out who is in, who wants to be around, who
right.
wants to continue to try and compete and contend for championships. Curry was already going to be around. Klay Thompson, everybody believed, was going to be around. Draymond Green was really the only lingering question, and it was a lingering question of would he take this deal and come to some kind of a compromise with the Warriors, or would he play it out and try and be an all-defensive team and try and earn more money and be a max guy? But the reality is he's smart enough to know that there weren't a lot of teams able to even offer him that. Atlanta, Charlotte, Cleveland, Memphis, Toronto, and possibly the Knicks could have got into that mix. I mean, those really aren't appealing destinations at all.
Right.
In terms of teams that would have been able to offer Draymond Green as a free agent close to a max slot or a max slot.
I can maybe make a case for Atlanta with the young talent they have and Travis Schlenk, who's pulling the levers there, in which Draymond goes to give that young team a heart and a pulse. I'm not calling the Hawks a group of tin men, but I am saying that they're young and they need that one piece that allows them to become a real NBA contender. And that could have been a good landing spot for him. This is an interesting point that I'm back on the phones. 669 says this, JD. Teams don't see Draymond anywhere close to a $30 million or more per year player. The Warriors have no leverage, and neither does Green. He will be washed up in 2 years. Is that bitter fan, NBA fan, or is there some truth to he's 29 years old, his numbers started to decline a little bit, now you get to 30, 31. You have played a lot of basketball. You've played, in the last five seasons, you've played over 6 years of NBA games when you count the playoffs. Is there a little bit of truth that maybe he's only got a couple of years of high-level Draymond?
Well, he also may have a couple of years of Draymond's a leader and a bench guy. I mean, look, the Warriors love comparing themselves to the Spurs. I mean, the Spurs won a championship with Tony Parker and Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, all three essentially being role players.
Right.
Now, look, we're going way down the line with the Warriors on that. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying that that's the end game here, but maybe it is a possibility if you figure out a way at some point down the line to add another star into the mix, the way the Spurs were able to add Kawhi Leonard into the mix. Again, you throw that down the line. I mean, if you get 2-3 years of Draymond, let's say 3 years of Draymond able to help you contend for a championship, and then you get 2 years of him being a really good role player and a culture guy. There's worse things than that.
All right. There are worse things than that. And by the way, from the 510, if I get prime Draymond for 3 years and bench Draymond for 2 years, I won't complain.
Perfectly said.
Yep, there you have it. Nice and easy. That's why you text in at the Chilton Auto Body text line. Phone calls, they are coming. Keep coming. 888-957-9570. The Golden State Warriors have extended Draymond Green 4 years. It begins after this coming season. Total of $100 million. It's not broken up $25 million each year. It's broken up a little differently. But Filmo Mike, always worth going to. Filmo in San Francisco, how do you see the Draymond Green situation, Filmo?
Oh, man, I see it as a great situation, man. Y'all just stole my thunder, man. I was going to say, you can have 2-3 years of Draymond start, then he could play the Iguodala role coming off the bench. It's really a great deal for both situations. You can tell, I'm not going to say Draymond is, he's a realist. He's humble. He understands, like, man, I came into this, man. I was a second-round pick. Now I'm a $100 million man. You know, it's a great feeling for him and his family. Congratulations. And, you know, that's generational wealth. That's the most beautiful thing to me, for real, for real. And the Warriors is going to be very, very interesting next year. In regards to Joe Lacob, he is starting to seem like a DeBartolo. You know what I mean? He's stacking up his chips. You guys have a great show like you've been doing.
You're the best, Filmo. Filmo's one of the great callers, listeners to 95.7 The Game. We should have an all-caller wall here and just have people's pictures and their Twitter accounts and their names up on the wall for who makes it. He definitely would make it into the all 95.7 The Game caller list.
He'd make it for me.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Phil.
We all may not have the same lists, though.
That's true. But which makes it fun, right?
It does.
Every show has its particular fan. Every show has its particular opinion. Phone line open for you at 888-957-9570. Let's keep it on the phone lines. Go all the way out to Nuevo Yorka. Charlie, Jolly Charlie, is out in New York. On the Draymond extension, Charlie, how are you seeing this? Is this a positive? And what does it do for the Warriors?
Great move on the Warriors' part. I mean, there is no way he's a $200 million player. I don't know if the Warriors told him that or if he realized that. He definitely, I felt, maybe gave him a bit of a hometown discount, but what a great move. And again, like one of the earlier callers said, now we don't have to hear all season long, is Draymond going to be traded? Is Draymond going to resign? I'm curious, though, do you think Draymond, the injuries to Clay and Durant might have affected his decision? Like, maybe I should just take this $100 million and secure myself. Because if he had some kind of career-threatening injury, you don't know what his value would be. Similar to what's happening with Boogie now. Last point with I lost my plan. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. You made good ones already.
I forgot my point, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm going for a great deal for the Warriors, though.
Thanks, man.
I'm glad that it's August. It's August 3rd, and we're still talking about basketball.
It's amazing, isn't that right? Thanks, Charlie. We appreciate it. August 3rd, by the way, my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Kim. Kim Cosimore.
Kim and Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that wasn't too adorable,
nice.
Wasn't it?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's an element of Draymond. He's as smart as anybody in the league in terms of just basketball IQ, but also business acumen,
right,
in the league. And I think, how can he not look around and see what happened to Durant and see what happened to Klay Thompson? Now, Klay Thompson still got paid, but I think he's smart enough to know that if he had a similar injury to Klay Thompson, given his body type and given the way that he plays and how he needs to be able to move defensively to be the impact player that he's been, I think he knows that if he has any kind of significant injury, he may wind up quickly in a position where he can't even get the $100 million extension that he just took. So I think there is some risk-reward there for him. I do think the Warriors benefit from this big time, that in the sense that if he does come back and have a massive year and become a defensive player of the year type again, they may at that point have been forced to pay him a lot more than they really would have been comfortable with. I don't think this extension, $4 and $100, the next 5 years at 118 is all that difficult for the Warriors to choke down. There's another element of this which we can get to, and I know you were going to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to give you a little bit of Matt Steinmetz's take. We're not going to be able to have Steiny on today.
Good,
but I
okay.
have been going back and forth.
Cool.
But the one thing he said, and I think this is a great point, signing this deal now if you're Draymond Green, it does give you the option to coast a little bit this year if you need to. And what he means by that is...
Yeah, give me the definition of that because I'm not sure I'm following.
Well, it's if you're deciding that this year...
You're going to punt on this year.
Not punt. I don't think, not punt, but if it doesn't work out,
okay,
he knows that he's taken care of
gotcha.
Down the line. If the Warriors collectively, not him individually, but if the Warriors collectively
maybe
have
Clay,
some injuries.
Okay,
or,
maybe Clay can't come back. Maybe they find themselves hovering around 500.
Or maybe Draymond and Curry have some injuries this year that just keep them out of 20 games each, and it becomes increasingly difficult to even be a playoff team at that point. Look, nobody's saying the Warriors are going to punt at all. They're
okay.
going to come into the year trying to make the playoffs, but they aren't in the championship business this year, at least in my mind, and I think they're smart enough to understand that this year is it's almost a developmental year, a zero year. I know Chase Center's opening up, but this year is the year that the Warriors used to set themselves up for the next 2 years
right.
to try and
okay.
win championships. So it gives you that option if you do need to dial it back or if you do have a legitimate injury to kind of coast and just get through the year and have an eye toward building it back for 2020-21 and then 21-22.
It's interesting. We got a lot of great texts on the Chilton Autobody text line. Draymond GM, he's a great recruiter. Let's not forget, he's the guy who was most vocal about his activity in getting Kevin Durant to come to the Golden State Warriors. He was all over the texting, and he was part of the Hamptons Five. But I want to get to more phone calls. 888-957-9570, Daily City Rich. You're next up on Draymond Green for the Golden State Warriors. 4 more years after this season, Draymond Green of the Warriors. How do you see this from the Golden State perspective?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm all about committing to our guys, you know, homegrown talent. You know, the thing I'd like to see, though, is, you know, I'd like to see all these young guys develop into the next iteration of the substitutes. But I'd also like to see them maybe do a non-guaranteed invite to Carmelo Anthony, see if he got anything left in the tank, non-guaranteed, see if, because when I look at our team, I think our small forward positions are a little bit small compared to everyone else, where we have just a bunch of 6'5 guys. I'd like to see some 6'7, 6'8 guys with some scoring ability maybe come off the bench to add to the young guys. I don't know what you think, but I love the fact that we're keeping our own.
Way to go. I like that as well. Rich, thank you very much for the call, and thanks very much for listening. Carmelo Anthony is currently on the woe-is-me / I'm rehabbed tour.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way things ended in Oklahoma City. I didn't like the way things ended in Houston. I'm not saying I'm done playing basketball. Would you take a flyer on a guy like Carmelo Anthony?
I would not.
His best time as an NBA player was with the Denver Nuggets. He forced his way to New York, and the New York Knicks are the worst NBA team record-wise since the year 2000. Did you know that?
I believe it.
I read that in Bloomberg. I don't know if anyone reads Bloomberg Business. Bloomberg Business was doing a story on James Dolan, who's the owner of the Knicks. And it came out that they're the worst. They have the worst winning numbers since the year 2000.
I believe it.
In the NBA. I found that hard to believe. Now, they've been bad for a long time. Team that you and I watch on occasion, Sacramento Kings, have been bad for a long time. But they were good for the first 6 years of the 2000s.
Which is 33% of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but, man, in 19 years, the Knicks have the worst record. Carmelo Anthony, you don't take a flyer with him. You don't say, you know what?
I wouldn't.
We got a group here that understand. We've got a culture that's going to supersede the numbskullness of a guy like that.
He just takes bad shots. He's terrible defensively. He really almost has to be a power forward as opposed to a small forward.
Okay.
And I'm just not of the belief that he understands who he is as a player. That's been the biggest problem.
That's a good point.
The biggest problem with Carmelo Anthony is the fact that Carmelo Anthony has failed to accept the fact that he needs to be a role player.
Yes, and it's interesting because there's a text here that kind of ties into that, the difference between a Draymond Green and a Carmelo Anthony. We've got a lot more to discuss, and more NBA as well. You know, they were leaking out the Christmas Day schedule. They're leaking out the home opener for the Golden State Warriors. We'll talk about those things and a lot more. John Dickinson and Jim Cosimore together with you all the way until 1 o'clock today on the huge breaking news Saturday that Draymond Green has signed a four-year extension with the Golden State Warriors. We'll hit a couple of more angles, including a cynical one. I hate to do it, but you got to look at all angles on this. We'll get your calls in a second. We'll hit more of your texts on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Dickinson and Cosimore.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks it's kind of the end of us. That's just not smart. we're not done yet. We lost this year. Clearly, just wasn't our year, but it's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But, yeah, you know, I hear a lot of that noise. It's the end of a run and all that jazz. I don't see it happening, though. We'll be back.
All right, Day-Day, echoing some of the things that even Klay Thompson said, in which Klay said it's premature to say there's no more dynasty. You've got Curry. You've got D'Angelo Russell. Eventually, Klay comes back. Now, Draymond. Here's the news of the day. Draymond Green, four-year extension. It begins after this year. If you're interested in the numbers on this, it's a four-year, $100 million deal, but it's not $25 million for 4 years, right, JD?
Correct. It's 22 and then 24 and then about 26 and then just under 28.
All right. So it's mixed up along the way.
Yeah, you get those incremental raises.
Right, exactly.
We all like.
And yes, we do. That's yes. That, what is that? It's like a 3% raise. Everyone gets a 3% raise.
Your little raise.
Yeah, just a little tad. You get a little nip, yep. You know, wet the beak a little bit. So I can maybe do a little bit more and then the taxes get me. So here's what happens. We've got some texts here on the Chilton Autobody text line. Good one here from the 707. People that use numbers to judge Draymond's game don't know basketball. The man is, he's really the balls of the team and the safety on D. That's from Miles in Napa. And then you have got Draymond coming off the bench as a vet is a great idea. How much is he getting paid? We just gave you that on the back end of the deal, just shy of $28 million a year. That's a lot of money for a bench guy. But I will say this. We had a caller say, maybe he plays the role of Andre Iguodala. Is Draymond Green the kind of guy who makes the adjustment of, remember, he didn't get drafted in the second round and instantly get thrown into the starting lineup and he was Mr. Wonderful. He earned those minutes and became, at one point, his first All-Star year, he was individually, I would say, the best story in the NBA. Four-year guy in college, second-round draft pick, comes in, works hard, does what he's supposed to do, does the little things, eventually gets seen, then gets rewarded. And I think an NBA guy, that you get rewarded in two ways. The way the Warriors have rewarded him in the last 24 hours is one of them. You get your paper. The other way is to be recognized in that certain elite group. And I think that was a big deal for Draymond Green. When he made that All-Star team, maybe if you make it 10 years, you know, you're like, oh, it's just another weekend I got to work while everyone gets the time off. I think that was a big stamp on Draymond Green emotionally that, you know what, second rounder is a four-year guy in college. Everyone scoffs at the four-year guy. And I've been justified in what I've been trying to do. I think that was a big thing in his career, bigger than maybe most.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And as far as making Draymond Green the Iguodala and the bench, like we're 3 years away from that in my mind.
Right.
Like we're this year coming up, which I view still as more of a kind of an in-between year. I still think the Warriors can be a playoff team as long as they're healthy, as long as Klay Thompson comes back, as long as younger players develop and D'Angelo Russell works to a certain extent. I still think the Warriors have the talent to make the playoffs, probably a bottom four Western Conference playoff team, but I think it's going to be jumbled up. And then I think the Warriors are setting themselves up to have options, whether it's with D'Angelo Russell or without D'Angelo Russell, whether they use him as a player or as a trade chip, to really believe they have a shot to win the championship in 2020-21, 2021-22 with the core of Curry, Clay, Draymond. Then let's say the back end 2 years of this extension, when we start getting into 22-23, 23-24, that to me is when you start looking at, okay, maybe he's got to play a couple of years
right.
as a role player. Like, it's
and I think that's
early.
What they were saying.
Like, that could happen, but I think we're a little early on that. The other thing I think we're a little early on is, well, does this set them up to get another star now because they're saving a little bit of money? They got a lot of money committed, and I'm looking at the numbers here. The Warriors have...
I've been looking for that, and I have not found a correct layer of that yet. For instance, everyone I go to hasn't computed Draymond Green's numbers yet. That just got released. Some of them don't even have Clay's numbers put in there, but I have found one that has Clay's numbers
our,
in there.
Our guy Bobby Marks, he put it out there. The Warriors have $129 million and $138 million committed to their four max players.
Wow.
For 2020-21 and 2021-22. So those are the 2 years after this coming season, if you throw this coming season out because Draymond's playing under his old contract.
Okay, so 2020-21, 21-22.
Right.
Those two seasons, not counting the upcoming season.
Right, 129 and 138.
Okay, 129, already committed to four guys.
Yes.
And 138.
Already committed to those same four guys.
Good Lord. Because Steph is going to make 40 this coming year.
Right.
Then 43, then 45-7.
Right.
Clay's going to make 32 this coming year. By the way, may not play, may play part of the season. That is a big, I think, a big stamp of the Golden State Warriors to say, look it, he's our guy, he's homegrown, he has achieved this for us. We still think he comes back. If I get four really good years out of him, I'm willing to pay him 5 years because of what he means to us. Great sign from the Golden State Warriors ownership. He'll make 32-7, 35-3, then 37-9 in the next 3 years. Russell, who you got back in the Kevin Durant deal, 27-2, 28-6, and then $30 million in 2021-22. Now, I like D'Angelo Russell. Do you like him $30 million worth?
That's the price you had to pay.
Because I do like him. But I like him because of what I saw him do at Golden One Center.
Yeah, he took a game over, 28 and a quarter? They came back from 28 to 20 and a quarter now.
Yeah, it was he was a spectacular all-star in one day. And so I got to see that. So I'm kind of I'm jaded in that I really like him.
I keep coming back to this, and I think I've said it a couple of times already. D'Angelo Russell having him locked in gives you options. And having that the other three guys with D'Angelo Russell as the fourth gives you options. You've still got four all-star players, right?
Yep.
But you also have the option to, again, D'Angelo Russell could work great with the other three, and they could have this three-guard rotation that's unbelievable, and that could be the next wave of light years, and wow, nobody can stop these guards. Or D'Angelo Russell could become a trade chip that the Warriors used to acquire a disgruntled star that maybe fits better with the three core or is younger and ascending to his prime. Or D'Angelo Russell could turn into a couple of role players that build your strength and numbers back up for a future season. But either way, you've got this 2019-2020 season to figure it all out and see how the young guys develop and see how Russell plays with Curry and Russell eventually maybe plays with Clay. You sign him because it gives you options. That's why you also sign Draymond Green. You get him locked in at a number, and I'm still waiting for your cynical point, Coach.
I've got a second cynical point.
But you get Draymond.
It just occurred to me.
Go ahead. I mean, you don't have to go into it now.
I'll do it in the 10 o'clock hour. We got calls coming in. I'll do it in the 10 o'clock hour. I will give my cynical, sinister thought, and I've got a secondary one along the way.
Because I actually think your first cynical thought is just practical.
Okay. All right.
And not really cynical at all. Listen to me.
Really? I know, huh? Okay.
Two somewhat cynical guys, but I'm going to be Johnny Positive on this.
And then I've got a secondary one that just popped into my head. Let's get phone calls. 888-957-9570. Khalid, I hope I'm saying that right, Khalid or Khalid, Khalid and Clayton on Draymond Green. First of all, I make sure I pronounce it correctly, sir. Well, how do you say your name?
You're very close. It's actually Khaled.
Khaled. I was in the ballpark. Yeah. Thank you, Khaled, my friend.
You're well within the park. Well within the ballpark. I've heard many, many bad iterations of it, and neither one of those was.
Oh, cool. At least I'm somewhat woke. All right, Khaled, give it to me on Draymond. Give it to me on Draymond.
You know, it actually surprised me because Draymond had said that he took a discount last time and wasn't planning on doing it again this time. And had he waited and played it out, I'm sure he would have played a very integral role this year, and he would have played hard and might have made one of those first teams and would have been able to put himself up for a Supermax. And even if he missed the Supermax, his deal, the five-year deal, would have been worth a lot more than what he took. That actually says a lot about Draymond and what his commitment is to this organization and what he wants. It actually is fantastic because it frees up money for the Warriors to be able to do some other stuff down the road. Even though there's a lot of money, they're into the soft cap next year, and they've got that $17,500,000 trade exception that they got in the Iguodala deal that they can take advantage of. So he saved the organization money. He helped them out long term. This says a lot about Draymond and his character, and I'm actually very happy to see it.
This is great. Khaled, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thanks for listening to 95.7 The Game.
That's a good point, and we've had a couple of questions, again, pertaining to the hard cap, and Khaled mentioned it there. The Warriors are not hard capped after this season. So when June 30th hits and the league year flips over, June 30th of 2020, the Warriors are no longer hard capped. The hard cap rule is only for the 1920 season because they were a luxury tax team that acquired a player, D'Angelo Russell, via a sign and trade. If you do that, you become hard capped just for that 1 year. So the Warriors are not hard capped in future years.
Okay.
Now that can change again if you're a tax team that makes another trade for a sign and trade for a guy, but the hard cap doesn't impact any of this extension.
Okay, let's get to Chuck in Sacramento listening on the radio.com app. Chuck, on the Draymond Green situation, where do you stand on this? The Warriors extending him 4 years and 100 mil.
Yeah, hey, Draymond is a great player, and he's meant a lot to the Warriors. And you know, having him on the team for the next several years, there's nothing wrong with that in theory. Although if you take a look at dynasties, a lot of times they fade. Like look at the Celtics in the 80s, right? The Celtics in the 80s faded. You know, they started the decade strong, and after about 1987, nobody heard from them for years. They all played together. Bird Parrish and McHale played together well into the early 90s. So I was listening to Kawakami on The Athletic, and he made a pretty interesting point that he thinks that the only way the Warriors can be a championship-caliber team again, because I know everybody's doubting whether they're a championship team right now, so the main way to do it is to be able to get another big-time free agent, someone like Giannis. So the thing I'm concerned about with this move with Draymond, I thought they had two options. They could have either re-signed him like they did, which is kind of the obvious one. But the other option was trade him before this coming season and get back young assets, and that creates a lot more flexibility if Giannis, let's say, gets traded next offseason, or like with Anthony Davis, or if there's a situation where Giannis becomes a free agent, you have flexibility with younger players to either rebuild. Because I don't think they're going to be able to rebuild with the guys they picked up in the draft. If you guys take a look historically at second rounds, I was looking at that since 2014. Second round picks, 10 to 15% of second round picks end up being rotation players. The rest of them, nothing. I think the draft Jordan Bell was taken, and everybody's maligning Jordan Bell for not playing well for the Warriors. There was nobody taken in the second round that year that can play. And so the thing that you're going to rebuild off the guys you just picked is not really realistic. And so if they could have traded Draymond, that would have created flexibility also to give me a chance to develop some younger players. It's just a thought, but I'm not sure at this point, guys, can somebody address if they did want to get Giannis and make that big splash, which is really what would set this team up to be a dynasty in the future. How does that get done now with four max players? Because if you trade D'Angelo Russell, that's not enough salary to wiggle out of in order to be able to acquire somebody like Giannis. So let me know what you guys
that's
think
solid.
Of that. That's the concern.
Chuck, thanks very much for the call. You're welcome anytime. I wonder if Chuck's ever been to a Warrior King game at Golden One Center. He's out in Sacramento. It's a great place to see that great matchup, Warriors and Kings. But he brings some interesting stuff to the table. This is me with just a quick knee jerk. And because we use Giannis as the guy that he's going to be a target. Listen, the Warriors are big game hunters. All right. The Warriors aren't going into the, they're not just shooting for ducks and pigeons. They're big game hunters. And Giannis is going to be the next big game if he ends up being a free agent. Don't you need ammunition in maybe to pull off a sign and trade?
What kind of ammunition?
Don't you need guys like a D'Angelo Russell, a Draymond Green, whoever you have signed? You need that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't think it takes them out of the conversation for another star completely.
I think
it gives them the assets to potentially acquire one.
Exactly. And that's a big piece of this
puzzle.
Because
nobody was going to the idea that Giannis was just going to sign here under cap space was borderline asinine.
Okay.
But they were going to line all this up and Draymond was going to go away and look, maybe that changed somewhat with the injuries, but the Warriors, they're going to go after everybody they possibly can. And I do think they believe that getting another younger star to pair with some aging stars, and maybe not aging right now, but aging soon, that's probably the best way to go about trying to contend for another championship. They've got the options to do that, though. They still have the flexibility. And actually getting Draymond to maybe take a little bit less than he could have had he played it out and made the Warriors pay him next offseason, I think it does benefit them. They got all kinds of ways they can go.
Sure.
They can see what this core has left in the tank.
Yep.
They've got D'Angelo Russell. They've got that trade exception. Like they've got options. They could take the three core guys and use D'Angelo Russell to get them two role players, use the trade exception to get a third role player. All of a sudden, they've got three core guys that maybe still have championship-level play left in the tank, and then you've got three new bench guys. And that's how you get it done. Maybe you say, you know what, these guys can't get it done. Draymond, and to your point, and I don't want to steal your cynical view.
You know what I mean? I'll do it right now if you want.
Draymond Green is more tradable on this contract than he would have been if the Warriors had had to max him next summer.
Here's the deal, and I'm going to use that. I might as well just throw it out there right now. I'm whipping out my cynicism. When I heard of the deal, among the things that crossed my mind were awesome, locked him up for a while.
Wow, Draymond.
I'm a little surprised. And it also was this one, Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin signed a 5-year extension with the Los Angeles Clippers to be the face of the Clippers under the wealthiest owner in the NBA, Steve Ballmer. And in the first year of that deal, Blake Griffin became a Detroit Piston because Jerry West deemed it necessary. He said, we are going to redo this on the fly. We're not going to tear it down to the studs and get 100 draft picks like Oklahoma City did. I don't have time to do that. We're going to turn it around. And I'm going to do it my way. And Jerry West said, the first thing I got to do is get out from under that contract. Now, it would be a different version of that. But is Draymond Green, now that he's locked up, in a Blake Griffin-like scenario, where the Warriors look at this team, see what they've got, go big game hunting, and it's going to take some pretty good chum in the water to get some big game. I'm mixing my hunting and fishing metaphors right in here. If you're going for a big shark, you're throwing chum in the water, and Draymond Green could be the chum that they need in order to get a Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he may be.
And does that, in some ways, not sully this? Or do you, in the back of your mind, are you saying, I didn't see that, and I don't like that?
I think everybody knows that not all of these players are necessarily going to be around 4 years from now. 5 years from now.
I'm not sure everybody does. I think we fall in love with guys. You know, successful GMs don't fall in love with guys, right? They fall in love with good teams.
Sure.
And they see what does it take to be a good team. But the guys wearing that laundry might not always, be in there. They don't care about them, but they're more interested in putting a good product on the floor.
And I think the Warriors care about their guys. Maybe
I do.
More than most teams, actually. But
in a if I can mix my sports in a San Francisco Giants-like way?
Yes.
Okay.
But the difference between the Giants and the Warriors so far is the Warriors' players that they've decided to pay are better players. The Giants paid some guys that aren't carriers. Like, the Giants paid Brandon Belt because they thought he was a carrier. He's not.
No.
They paid Brandon Crawford because they thought he was a carrier. He's not. Buster Posey they paid because they thought he was a carrier, and he was.
And the face of baseball.
For a while, but he hasn't aged well,
no,
obviously.
He has not. No, he has
so
not.
So they've paid some guys that won them championships that they thought were going to be all-star players that would hold their team up to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
85 wins a year just because you have those guys.
Right.
And no, that baseline was really 70 wins a year with those guys, 75 wins a year. So you have to add a lot of other talent around them in an attempt to, you know, actually be a good team. The guys the Warriors have, Curry, we're talking about, he's on Stephen Curry right now is 10 times the NBA player that Buster Posey is.
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson is 20 times the NBA player that Brandon Belt is. I mean,
right.
it's,
if you match them,
it's apples and
oranges.
It's apples
okay.
and oranges. Now, does that mean that there isn't a little bit of sentiment involved in signing those guys? Sure, there is. But I also think the Warriors are going to have an eye toward not allowing a decline for any of those three players get to a point where they can't make a trade and move off of that player and get other talent in. I think they're going to balance that, if it comes to that, a ton better than the Giants did.
Let me hit some more phone calls here. 888-957-9570. And the texts have been really fantastic. Thanks very much on the radio.com at 925. They're in San Diego right now. Who cares about years 4 and 5 of Draymond's contract if you get to the finals 2 of the next 4 years? I think they'd absolutely agree
Correct.
With you on that one. So the end. But it's not going to be easy to get to the finals. Let's not kid ourselves.
No.
We made it. We. Like I was in there, you know, with a game call. But we felt like it was easy for them to get to the finals. But I think they're a victim of their own success. They were so great, they made it that easy, so we had our expectation. To say to get to the finals 2 of the next 4 years sounds like it should be a Warrior thing to say, but I don't think it's the same Warriors set up. So
right, and I'm not of the belief that this year, and look, people have come down my road for saying this. I don't look at the Warriors as a championship team for this coming season.
I don't. If they
but
are,
that's okay.
Good for them.
And the extension of that is I think they know they have to take a small step back in an attempt to take 2 or 3 steps forward in the future years. That's what this thing is setting up, and that's what leads me to that 16-month offseason, which I guess is now closer to maybe a 14-month offseason because we've already blown through a couple of months.
We sure have. Here's a sobering 415. It's an interesting one, though, and I don't mean this in a bad way. It's just sobering in its truth. Steph, Clay, and Draymond are on the Mount Rushmore of the Warriors, right? The same way Montana, Rice, and Lott were. All right, I can buy that. And then he finishes with, all of whom finished their careers elsewhere.
Yeah, and that could happen.
That could happen.
But Joe Montana wasn't traded until they had an MVP at his position.
Yeah.
Leading them to championship games.
You're right.
Like it's, I mean, I get it. Like that. Joe Montana didn't get traded in 1986 or 1987. Like I think you know what I mean? Like that's the comparison. Like I think look, if you said JD, do you think Curry, Draymond, and Klay Thompson are all three gonna finish their career play their entire careers with the Warriors? No. I don't. I don't.
That's interesting.
And I would probably say two of the three are a borderline lock not to.
So they're not going to be they're not going to be
who cares though?
Magic Johnson and they're not going to be Larry Bird.
Wouldn't think so.
They may be Michael Jordan. Remember Michael Jordan didn't finish as a Bull.
Right. But again, I think some not all, but some get too caught up in like it doesn't have to be either or. It doesn't have to be Draymond isn't around, right? Draymond has to be traded now. Because he's going to be on the decline, it can be Draymond gets traded a year from now or 2 years from now.
If that happens. Let's bask in the glow. We're trying to be real, but let's bask in the glow of he signed for 4 more years.
Sure.
All right, let's do that. We'll continue along the way. talking about Draymond and the Warriors. Also, the other NBA stories that have trickled out the last 24 hours, including the Christmas Day games, do you like what you know of it? And also the opener at Chase Center, which trickled out. If you haven't heard about it, we'll tell you about it. And then we'd like your reaction. 888-957-9570. We've got callers waiting. We're going to, as soon as we hit the 10 o'clock hour, I'm banging a bunch of phone calls. Plus, the Chilton Autobody text line is on fire. 95795. Don't go anywhere. John Dickinson, Jim Cosimore, and you on a Saturday, and it's a beautiful Saturday here in the city, on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.